Dash dreams or what happened to Fast Radius? The hot 3D printing startup Fast Radius has been acquired by Sidebridge Technologies, a fast-growing collection of manufacturing firms, for a fraction of the investment it had garnered. Sidebridge got a company that had $200 million invested in it for $15.9 million, less than 10 cents on the dollar. This appears to be a keep the lights on desperation move for poor Fast Radius. What does it say about the future of 3D printing hubs, which Fast Radius was to be? Recent wins in the capital markets was the reason cited by Fast Radius CEO Lou Rassi. Indeed, capital for venture funding has run dry, as hot Hungarian CAD startup, Shaper 3D had found. But Chicago-based Fast Radius was in another industry, another league as far as raising capital capped off with a blank check SPAC IPO. It was too big to fail, we all thought. Fast Radius came to our attention after UPS led investors in a $48 million Series B investment round. That much green for Big Brown was hitched to a dream of shipping 3D printed parts from their distribution centers. What happened to that dream? Can the dream of a 3D printing hub be revived from the rubble left of Fast Radius? By February of this year, Fast Radius had but $8 million left in the bank, according to 3D printing industry source 3print.com. The SPAC IPO was to bring in $70 million, not enough to stave off disaster. In November, Fast Radius declared Chapter 11 bankruptcy and gave any and all who might be interested a month to make their best offer. The usual suspects, including UPS, must have backed away. What could have been a runaway bidding war at the height of 3D printing fever was to turn into a salvage operation. The Fast Radius story was an easy one to believe. UPS was sold on the idea of microfactories that produced 3D printed parts near transportation and shipping hubs. We were sold on the idea of push-button manufacturing, the dream of sending a design off to a service and having the parts show up at your door in short order. Was tools in the cloud, parts in your hand emblazoned on Fast Radius website pure genius, or were we attributing genius to anyone who agreed with us? In Fast Radius's defense, and at ours, the promise was theoretically possible, and here was a company geared up, moneyed up, and willing to make 3D printed parts as easy as pushing a button. They were like others in whom we trust, like Xometry, Protolabs, Materialize, Shapeways, and Fictive, to name a few, and industry trends we promote, like the digital thread. Here was a company that read your CAD file, gave you an on-the-spot cost to create and deliver. Was there not enough of us asking? It was not for a lack of customers. Fast Radius had more than 2,000 customers and 23,000 users of its software, according to the press release. The local business journal, Crane Chicago Business, put it on its top 50 fastest-growing company list on the strength of a manufacturing center in Chicago's Goose Island filled with CNC machines and at least one high-end, production-ready, and expensive HP Multijet Fusion 3D printer. The company's initial production facility was near UPS Worldport in Louisville, Kentucky. Fast Radius's fire sale leaves us with more questions than answers. What other high-flying parts-to-order services are next? Is the market for 3D printed parts simply not as big as everyone thought? Who is Sidebridge Technologies? Based in Southfield, Michigan, near Detroit, Sidebridge Technologies has been on buying spree, acquiring 11 companies, including Galway Tool & Mold, Calframax, Wachusett Precision Tool, Pyramid Mold, and Tool, Advantage Engineering and Lakeshore Fixture Engage, since its inception in 2019. The young company may have succeeded in acquiring all the advanced manufacturing technology it needs to futurize it in one fell swoop, and at a bargain price, with the acquisition of Fast Radius.